Off the ball.
The last battle in the Ronaldo-Messi war was that World Cup. And Ronaldo lost it, and then he ended up at like an Al Nassr.
Subscribe now to the OTB Football Podcast stream wherever you get your podcasts, and download the OTB Sports app.
Dad Pod.
This is a video thing as well.
Have a name.
Podcast.
My midlife crisis.
Howdy daddy.
Midlife crisis.
Dadcast.
That's not bad actually, yeah.
Dadcast with Nivea Men. Try Ireland's number one skincare brand.
All right, they say what's rare is wonderful. Two episodes, back-to-back weeks. What the hell is going on? Dadcast is here. I don't know. I mean, it's almost like we don't have very busy other jobs to be going on with. All the dads are here. Nathan's here.
How are you?
Dave is here.
Gentlemen.
Adrian is here.
Morning, all. It was more that we just didn't really do many last month, so we're
in catch-up mode. Yeah.
Well, we are in partnership with Nivea Men. Want to feel great in your skin? Nivea Men has you covered, from sensitive, tailored skincare to cleansing and anti-aging. Try Ireland's number one men's skincare brand. We all need a little bit of extra skincare after being out in the sun. It's much easier to be a reasonable parent when it's sunny. Like, I don't care what anybody says, but if we lived in Australia, I'd be super dad.
Yeah, what a weekend. Just amazing. We got some swimming in as well yesterday up in, shout out to anyone who's looking to get the water side of things into their day, but doesn't necessarily want to go to a packed beach in Dublin. And unfortunately, we saw those all too predictable scenes from one Dublin beach over the weekend, which, I mean, nobody was shocked at seeing. Unfortunately, it's the same every time we get a sustained period of sunshine in Dublin. But we went up to Loch Ramor just outside Virginia, and we went swimming, and the water was beautifully warm, and there wasn't that many people there, and it was absolutely incredible. Just 45 minutes from Dublin. Just a little shout out. Oh, it was amazing. It's cold for about 2 minutes, and then it dawns on you very quickly, actually, this is actually warm. So yeah, absolutely. And there's a little football pitch there as well for the kids to, with proper goals and nets. Next to the Lakeside Manor Hotel by the lake. And so the lads played there for about 45 minutes. And then we had a picnic there on the grass beside a little man-made beach that is on the edge of the lake. And yeah, couldn't recommend it highly enough if you're willing to get in the car for a little while and get away from a very packed Dublin beach, if that's what your bag is.
Right. I think this wasn't a freebie or anything. You just
No, I'm not getting commission from the County Cavan Tourism Board. No, although maybe I should, but we'll give this one as a once-off freebie.
Adrian, you had you did have a freebie, did you?
No, I did not. No, it's not freebie.
No,
I
was not just
it just struck me this morning. I was thinking about what my chat about. I think frowned upon, at least. I was going to say given out to, but certainly frowned upon for my curmudgeonliness. About a hotel that I'm not going to name now that has been recommended before, and I just didn't have. It was grand. That was what I was.
You were too posh. We agreed after.
Well, that's exactly. It wasn't.
Yeah.
Unfair.
They didn't meet your exacting 5-star standards.
No. And the hotel that I'm going to recommend is a 3-star hotel in Galway, just outside Galway City on the Dublin Road. There, it's the Connacht Hotel, and we had an unexpected but brilliant stay there on Sunday night. It was brilliant. I have to say, it was incredible. The place is huge. The service, the staff are so friendly. Listen, I'm not paid for any of this, so I can go full bore on it. Staff were honestly unbelievably friendly, like just totally out of their way to check me all right, to say, how are you getting on? We had breakfast there next morning, like exactly, you know, everything you want. Everything was very fresh, and an amazing swimming pool. Like the swimming pool in the other unmentioned hotel was grand, but it was like small and grand. This was like this huge big pool, like with exactly, and it suited the, again, I'd always caveat, it suited the ages that our kids were at. To be fair, there was also like dedicated swimming lanes that were away from that area, that if you wanted to go and do a bit of swimming, you could indulge in that too. It was amazing. There was a games room, little kids games room with like foosball and air hockey and all that stuff going on that we didn't even get time to use. So it's a huge green tick for me for the Connacht Hotel in Galway.
Very good. Yeah. Okay.
Swimming pool up to your exacting standards.
No, it was great. But there was nothing exacting about it, and nothing like get out of it. It was great.
We should have met up in Galway over the weekend.
Were you down there?
I was. I got the best seat in the house outside Nocton's at 7 o'clock on Saturday evening, right in the middle of Quay Street. Nice. 25 degrees, and sat there comfortably for many, many hours.
So you were
a kid free weekend in Galway for Nathan.
No, I just left the kids with my parents in Galway. So
nice.
Yeah. I also went out to the beach. I'm cold water, I just can't dig it. In my head, it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It was absolutely scorching. It was 3 or 4 degrees warmer in Galway, I think, than it was when we got back to Dublin. And went out to Frobo, out to the little beach beside Porkins. I was like, I'm getting in. Then I just put my feet in. I was like, nah, I'm not getting in. That's too cold.
You got to get the whole way in.
You got to get in.
No chance. Nah.
You got to get the whole way in. I did the triathlon in a tie. I'd recommend it for all of you.
All three elements?
All three elements, Dave, yeah.
Good man.
There's a lot of walking in the run. I hate running anyway, so. But.
Is the run last or is the cycle last?
The run's last.
Okay, so you're goose by then.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I just can't run anyway. So, I mean, maybe I could if I did some, but I didn't. So, anyway. That's the incipient midlife crisis of trying to get fit before you die. You know, to prolong an extra few years on this planet where you're kind of miserable already. It's like, what's the point of this?
Yeah,
but I'm just going to have like the best 10 years now.
I want to be fit by the time I die. What an admirable dream that is to have.
No, to prolong the misery on this never ending.
To retain your connection to this mortal coil for a little longer.
Yeah, if anybody wants to tweet us at DadCastPod, I have been unable to sidle into to slip into our own DMs, but I can't see anything at the moment. And dadcast@offtheball.com is our email address. So if anybody wants to get in touch there, you can do. And there was no correspondence this week because it's just the last episode only went out on Friday.
That's understandable. We won't hold that against our viewers/listeners.
Oh, I suppose I could always check the YouTube. Good point, Dave.
So, where are we?
There's any comments there either, Jer. Not even the guy who just goes, Jesus, generally.
I can't believe the revelation. Do you never go into the sea, Nathan?
Not if I can avoid it.
Wow. I
love swimming. I go swimming. I went swimming this morning in the pool. I've no problem. I swim all day.
It's like a different sport though. Just jumping in the sea is like a different sport.
Oh, exactly. And an unenjoyable sport.
We went in at Grattan Beach there. Do you know that one? I was unfamiliar with it before this weekend.
Where is it?
It's on the Galway City side of Salt Hill.
Oh, just down by the Connaught Hotel.
It'll be 15, 20 minutes drive from there now. It's literally right before Salt Hill. Around the coast there. And it's a cracking little spot. Highly recommend it. But is it not one of life's great pleasures, hopping in the sea?
No.
Particularly when it's like 25, 6, 7 degrees outside.
Exactly. It was lovely and warm outside when I went in. It was absolutely freezing.
You want to cool off? Oof. What sort of example is that for your kids as well? They're looking at you going, nah, this is what we have to aspire to. Are they in?
One of them goes in. Yeah, one of them goes in.
I'm not sure Nathan's kids ever looked upon him as a bastion of courage and bravery at any point. So.
Wow.
Fucking hell, Biff.
Are you brave in your own ways?
Oh, Jesus, you're making it worse.
Okay, so Adrian, you've come up with some of the talking points for this week that we need to address and deal with it. Are we going to talk about, your description of dogging at the end of the last episode, or are we just going to let that one slide? Is that what we're...
No, I was responding to, as you know, Ger, a solutions-minded person, and right. An issue came up with one.
And what
of
you
our
described, I thought about it afterwards. What you described is what Sam Collymore got exposed for.
Exactly.
No, but I think in his case, he was driving out of his way to go dogging. What I'm suggesting to you is that you found yourself in a position where you would like to do the wild thing, and circumstances are a bit tricky, and here's a solution for that.
But where are your kids? Where are your kids when this is happening?
Well, like, ideally, you're not doing it, number one, in the middle of the day. That would be, I would suggest, a mistake. Kids are up, people are around. It's too bright to have Jerzars flashing in and out of a hedge somewhere. That's not what we're talking about.
Don't be bringing Jerry to this.
No, but this was Jerry to this.
I was saying I'm not going camping, you know, this is not going to be. And you were like, oh, I have experience of this very
no,
same
no,
thing.
No.
I think we all took that away.
You're quoting me now. And I, given my previous burning on this podcast for being too giving, I would have been very careful around that. So no, I absolutely have no experience in this whatsoever. This is just something I'm offering as
purely
a
hypothetical.
Exactly.
Okay. Like, all right. Well, I'm glad we cleared.
Well, I would say it's now your kids are a bit younger, but generally when you go camping, your kids are going to bed when you're going to bed.
Yes.
You mean you're going to bed when your kids are going to bed?
Well, everybody just go, like, there's usually in every campsite a time where you gotta switch off the lights, and it's like 11 o'clock, so everyone's just going to bed at the same time.
That's the time to nip out and get business done.
Because there's nothing your children enjoy more than waking up at midnight in the pitch black in the middle of nowhere and nobody around.
They can just hear this yelping from the
cheers. What's happening, mommy?
Is this still the dad cast? Taking a real turn for the worse.
I was reading something there. I might have missed the last minute and a half, but judging from the guilty faces of Nathan and Adrian,
there's more solutions been offered here, Jared. People are out there, and they're solutions-minded people as well, and they've got ideas about, you know, how to get around your predicament, Jared. Let them go.
@dadcastpod is the email address. Is the Twitter handle dadcast@offthewall.com. Money as a reward, is it the right thing to do? This is yours, Adrian.
Yeah, I threw that in there. So just last week, we were the two of them have piggy banks. So you're sort of trying to teach them that little bit of you get a couple of quid for doing a job, or you get a gift from your grandparent, whatever it is. And this is where you store it away, obviously leading into a bank account, I presume, at some point or another. But just trying to teach them that relationship with money and trying to save a few quid, and then the reward of spending their few quid on whatever it might be. And Air Up is the latest craze.
It's complete waste of money.
That's what I would have assumed. That.
Is it? Breaks
instantly. Yeah.
These are lads. My eldest lad got one for his birthday in January and still uses it every day, and just got a new set of refills. And now the youngest lad for his birthday last week just got another one.
How long do the refills last?
Another one.
He got his first one. Right. He got all the refills to go with it. So I don't know. They switch between the refills, all the little... tasty things, whatever they are. I don't know how it works. What's the science behind this?
It's like they smell it rather than smell it.
Yeah. So the water comes through a cola smelling device.
Yeah. So the only intake is still just water.
Yeah.
Are we sure it's not like a chemical, that they're not like sucking in the chemical smell? Like, is that a good thing? I don't know.
Vaping, the equivalent for
I didn't want to say the word vape, you know? ours has not been great for 3 or 4 weeks, and then one of them broke, which I didn't think was possible, but apparently it is.
That's what I fully expect to happen in our house, that it'll be
broke. So. Anyway, look, there are definitely some people that have helped, but
yeah, and to be fair, it's the lad who wants it is an unbelievable water drinker. Anyway, my worry is that he'll sort of be having too much of this stuff. But anyway, so his thing was about to get an Air Up. And yeah, so last week they were given it to pick up all the twigs at the back garden, whatever it was, and sort of have to, they were only going to get the, not an agreed sum, but they were only going to get the sum after the completion of the work. I wasn't going to be brought into that trap of paying for the work up front and then have your labourers disappear halfway through and you're left with sort of an uncompleted gig. So halfway through, the young fella came in from the garden and went up to his piggy bank to have a look, and he turned around and he went, "Nah, I've enough in there. I don't need to I'm out. I'm done." And his younger sister kept at it. And I kind of thought, oh, that's not great. Like, you're deciding that you have enough money in your piggy bank, so you're not going to do the work.
Fair enough. I mean, it's like...
Yeah, but I need to find...
Early retirement.
Yeah, he's, yeah, yeah.
One of Leo Varadkar's social welfare cheats right there, right?
Yeah. Well, he's, look at, he's earned his money. He's done his, yeah, he's done his duties.
Happy days.
At 7 a.m. in the morning, whatever Leo wants. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I you know, quite possibly reading too much into it, but it certainly did turn out to my wife and say, ooh, this is not great if he's thinking that he's got enough money there. I tried to explain to him, like, you know, you have some money in your, whatever it is, 30, 40 quid in your piggy bank now. You're going to spend that in sweets. You're going to buy your air up. That money will be depleted and you'll need to top up with more stuff. That might just result in an a la carte approach to work either way, but... just wondering if you guys, our trusty audience, had any advice.
What age is he again?
He is 6.
Okay, it's probably a little bit early to be making sweeping generalizations on your son's work ethic or otherwise, because he couldn't have been arsed cleaning up the garden. I don't know what the value of giving them some money for completing certain tasks is when they're that young, because they just don't really understand the concept of money, do they? Like, they don't know how much things cost. They've never had to go without something, really, because there wasn't enough money to buy it. So obviously that doesn't help either. I'm trying to think, did I get money as a kid? We got some pocket money at the weekend, like £1 on a Sunday, and we could go down to the shop and spend. Well, actually, initially we used to get 30p on a Sunday afternoon, and then my parents were horrified by the sheer amount of rubbish that we were able to purchase with 30p, like the amount of crap we used to be. Remember, you could get loads of stuff for a penny.
30 pennies.
We'd come back with bags full of stuff. So they said, okay, well, we're going to triple your pocket money up or more than that to £1, but you're not allowed to buy anything for under 30 pence. So that got rid of all the gobstoppers and big chewing gums and tenpenny bags and all that kind of stuff, and Stinger bars and Tangy bars and Wham bars and Desperate Dan bars and all that good stuff, which it was packed full with E numbers of all sorts of descriptions. But we never saved any of that. We just went down the shop and spent it. I would have got my first part-time job maybe when I was 12 or 13, working in a bar. So I don't know, until they're that age, really, how do you teach them the value of money or the concept of money? It's not that easy, because they know if they need something, they'll, and it's a reasonable request, they'll end up getting it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the problem, and one we definitely haven't figured out, is they're never going to run out of money, no matter how much they save. So they look at their, you know, they build it up to get 40 quid and then they'll spend it on an air up or something like that. But next time we go to Tato Park, we'll just pay for it. So there's no, if I don't spend this money, I'm going to go, what am I trying to say? I'll be denied somewhere down the line. Like, we still pay for all the expensive shit. So is it just trying to get, as Dave says, to your Saturday, Friday after school, you now pay for that. So if you want to go to McDonald's after school on the Friday, you better have your money saved up for a couple of weeks so you can actually afford it. Otherwise, you're not going. Because we've probably two different types. One is definitely a saver and likes to be able to see he has all his money there in his Revolut account. The other one is, oh, I've got 25 quid. I think I'll spend all that. Even though I've spent for 3 months, I'm going to save up 70 quid to buy a new game for my Switch. I think I'll just spend 30 and trust that maybe you might break at some stage and buy a new game for the Switch.
He's right. That one's the one. Yeah. He's the one that's going to be the boss of all of you.
Mm.
What's the ideal way of doing it?
Well, I don't know. You want them to be financially literate, right? In a way that I think a lot of Irish people aren't. Like, you know, everybody in America has a stock account, like very few people in Ireland do. People understand borrowing and budgeting at a fundamental level in a way that, like, I don't think they talk about money in other cultures in a way that we don't. Like, they would discuss.
We need them to understand that only just because money is there doesn't mean it has to be spent at the next available opportunity.
Like, you're trying, really, if you were to think about it in any kind of way that wasn't just the ad hoc nature of most of our parenting, you're trying to get them to understand money and how it works and how smart people use smart ways of making money, right? Because that, like, I'd love to know all that shit. I really wish I knew and was better at that than. I'm a bit like your son, Nathan. I just trust this. I'm going to buy this thing because I like it now and I want it now. I'm going to trust that at some point I'm going to be able to afford this thing. Like, that's not really a good.
I do think introducing the concept of saving and money, the your relationship with money, what money is, I don't think you can start that young enough.
No, I agree. But I, like, what do you want? Like, ultimately, they're going to decide. You want them to be able to afford a house that's not your house, obviously. At some point,
that put enough in the piggy bank so he can move out when he's 18.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's one big 16. Piggy bank.
Might need a few piggy banks there.
But I don't know to what end. Like, so what? They've got a piggy bank upstairs with 25 euro worth of 20 cent coins in it. Like. The young guy just made his communion and obviously picked up a little bit of wedge over the course of the few days before and after it from relations and everything. And we're very grateful to everybody who gave him a very thoughtful gift. But he knows what he wants from it. He has been talking about for a while before his communion, well, depending on how much I get, I want to buy this. And we said, well, look, okay, that's fair enough. If you have enough, you can buy that. Now, I also wanted him to be able to put some of it away. So we came to an agreement whereby we put a couple of hundred into a savings account in the post office, and then I would make up the balance so that at least he could say, well, a portion of my communion money has been put away. But I'm trying to think, like, what did I use those, say, hundreds of euros between confirmation money and communion money back in the day? What did I put it towards?
I got a bike for my confirmation money.
Okay, he has a bike, but yeah, he wants to buy something with his money. And as much as I'd like him to save it and would like him to know the importance of saving, I find it hard to wonder to what end that is. Like, I will help him out with whatever he needs whenever he needs it. And yes, he knows that, but I don't know. I don't want to be sitting down lecturing him on the importance of respect for money and saving money at the moment.
No, and I don't think you need to do that, Dave. I think that, like, there's a balance, right? Like, you don't want to go full Nathan on it there, who's, I think, suggesting that he roll his two sons up to Irish Ferries and make them pay for their trip to France over the summer. Was what I
thought. When did I say that?
You were saying that, like, you know, where is the line? And, like, ultimately, there is a weird line in that, like, of course you're not going to ask them to pay for everything. But at the same time, like, if you don't teach them that saving a few quid, and I'm not talking about, like, and maybe this is a mistake, but I'm not talking about, like, sort of hoarding the money to no end. It is saving the money so you can go and buy that thing. I think that's good. And, like, I think that it doesn't need to, it doesn't need to be like that you're going to say, well, you're not going to get that switch unless you buy it yourself, or like, oh, the shopping has to be done now this afternoon and, you know, you're going to eat 75 euro this week. Well, you got to chip in. Like, there's obviously a balance to be found.
Well,
I think it is their personality as well, though, of the child, in that, again, like, one of the kids got money at Christmas and wanted a jersey that wasn't going to be out until March or April and was like, I'm just going to wait and keep that money till then. Whereas I know the other one will be after 2 weeks gone, just buy something else. And again, I'll take my chances when it comes to April. Maybe somebody else will give me some money.
Yeah. So you stopped using money as a reward as a result of the smartness going, I don't need to do this. Or do you use other things? We would use treats sometimes. Eat this, get that, you know, do this for me. You can have your, which we, you know, we'll end up, especially on holidays and days off, doesn't really matter. But, the money thing doesn't seem to impress them that much, but the treats are far more important.
Yeah, we'd probably use a bit of everything, to be honest with you. And we haven't really come to a conclusion as to what it was only last week, so we haven't really come to any conclusion. We probably continue to do what we did before and hope that, the money, he's going to lose the money when the Arab gets bought and all that stuff. So he will at some point realize, that's empty now. I'm going to have to start doing some stuff. But yeah, you just don't want him doing a full. I remember my brother when we were kids saying to my father that he was exploiting him. This is the first time I ever heard this word. I was like eight. I was like, what the hell is this all about? So I'd like to try and avoid that sort of scenario.
But should they be doing chores around the house now?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Definitely. It's too late.
For nothing.
You got to.
For nothing, yeah.
When they're two, they need to be cleaning up. Because it's like, well, we've missed the boat a bit, I think.
We've totally have. We went through a short spell where the lads didn't get their screen time in the evenings unless they had made their bed before school that morning and brushed their teeth before leaving the house for school. And then we also introduced them emptying the dishwasher recently, which lasted about a half a day. Mainly because I was just envisioning every piece of crockery we own being smashed all over the floor and every glass I own being smashed on the kitchen floor. So that was more of a risk that I was willing to take. But the bed thing, I mean, they should be making their own bed in the morning, shouldn't they? Like once you get out, just automatically turn around as I do with my bed and just make the bloody thing. But I'm just worried at 6 and 8, I've already missed the boat on that one. And they're like, you know, you walk into the bathroom or the toilet after them and the towel's on the floor, always the towel's on the floor. There's pieces of tissue, like unused pieces of toilet paper on the floor. You come back home after the school run and the two plates they were eating their toast off, still sitting on the couch. The smoothie holder still sitting on the couch. All the books they're reading still scattered around the place. So I just think maybe they're already beyond redemption when it comes to that kind of thing. Just cleaning up after themselves. Please tell me it's not too late.
It's too late, yeah. Too late. Also, your standards are too high. That's the other thing I would say, Dave, is that your standards are too high. they're supposed to have mess after them, you know?
Or there's a complete absence of standards. I've never asked anything of them, really. That's why they just kind of leave everything being behind them. Now, occasionally I'll say that room needs to be tidied up or we aren't going anywhere or there will be no screen time or that treat won't be delivered. So I need to come back in 10 minutes and see this room completely tidied up. And occasionally they will do that. But in terms of a daily routine, I'd love them to be in a position where when they get out of bed, they just turn around and make it. So I'll have to start trying to do something.
If there's going to be toilet paper on the floor, Dave, unused is definitely the preferred variety.
Yes, it is. 100%. So, yeah, well, you're saying I should be thankful for small mercies.
I am. There's a positive in that. And I would also, I personally have never understood why people make beds.
It's when you walk nice.
It looks tidy. Where does that start? Where does that end up?
Do you not come if you're going, say for example that your wife is away and you've got the kids for a couple of days and you go up at 10, 11 o'clock that night and the bed is a mess in the exact same state it was when you left it that morning. Is there not something psychologically damaging? Well,
I think, Dave, you're onto something there when it comes to the kids and chores as well. So if your wife goes away for a night, are you tidying as you go? Or are you, you know, 2 hours beforehand going, now I'll do all the dishes, and now I'll make the bed, and now I'll make sure the house is spotlessly tidy.
Man, it's like 5 seconds
on Friday night.
She's
Friday
gone,
night,
the whole place is a mess. Like, the kids, straight away. It's like
kids go to bed on Friday night, and you're putting your feet up, sitting down to watch something on TV, and she's disappeared, but the house is a mess. Are you going, I'll clean this up now so it's nice and tidy when I wake up in the morning? Or you go, well, it's going to get even messier in the morning, so I'll just leave it.
Yeah. Last second, like that's the full hour, all hands to pump.
No, I would go on these 2 hour cleaning sprees where in the evening time before her good self gets home from work, everything that has taken place during the day. Look, you've got a 6-year-old and 8-year-old and there's a lot of meals to be made and clothes to be hung up and all that kind of stuff and books to be put away and homework to be done and all that crack. I would spend an hour and a half just trying to get it all tidied off, countertops wiped clean, dish washing up been done, shoes and clothes and socks and
every day
bags. Well, almost, yeah, I see. I hate clutter, hate it. So it's all really for me more than anybody else.
Can I just ask you a question though? Do you not just think that's a waste of time?
Well, not if I get some kind of psychological benefit from being in a room that is tidy and clean and has the space in it that it's supposed to have, rather than everything being chock-a-block with stuff left, right, and center. I hate that.
5 hours a week that you could be doing, I mean, basically anything else.
As opposed, and the house just getting dirtier and.
But I look.
Well, there's a difference between dirt, Dave. Again, not a warm up.
No. I never do any actual cleaning. Any dirt that's there remains in place.
Tidying.
Yes. Decluttering. Putting stuff in its rightful place. That kind of stuff.
I'd be, in answer to your previous question, I'd be delighted if the bed is the same way that I left it, because like the covers are pulled back and it's just ready for me to hop in. There's no work to be done. I would be very much pro leaving the bed as it is, I have to say. My wife would not. And my wife would definitely be exactly like you were saying, like in the evening time, like there's time spent tidying up the play area, which I will never understand.
So you're just saying you're lazy is what you're saying.
No, I would be a somewhat clean person in terms of the cleanliness of things, but certainly in terms of messiness, it just makes no sense to me. They will get up and within 10 minutes, that place will be like a bomb hit it. And I'm like, just leave it as it is.
I need things to be in the rightful place, not to like an obsessive extent, but I don't want, I just, I couldn't really sit down for half an hour and watch TV knowing that there was just crap everywhere, right, and that there was dishes in the sink that were like unwashed, and that all their clothes from the day were just, and that their uniforms weren't laid out for tomorrow, and that their school bags and all their homework and pages and everything were still like hanging around the table. I couldn't do that.
There's a few different things at play for me there, and the dishes, they need to be done. The homework needs to be done. The lunches need to be made. The uniform needs to be washed. I'd have that in a whole different category. Like, just stuff that needs doing. And then the messiness of stuff, like, I don't know. That's just me. I would be happy to leave it there until kingdom come.
This is a real test for our audience. Who's on Team Dave and who's on Team Adrian? And it feels like there might be breakdown along some stereotypical gender lines. I think all the women are suddenly looking at, oh, Dave, you suddenly become way more attractive than you have been previously.
Oh, Jesus. That's a weird one on a few different levels.
Oh, no,
Dave is an attractive young man. Jared's an attractive young man. He doesn't need to be tidy to add to his appeal.
Oh, no. You gotta do some reading around this stuff.
Well, I think the two boys would be similar, like not that they ever tidy up anything really, but like if we were to leave the house to go training and we come back then and it's just, place is just a mess. I can't do that. Can't do it. I can't leave the house for a while and come knowing I'm coming back to a house that's just in disarray. Because a cluttered house. Houses leads to a cluttered mind.
Yeah. See, it doesn't though. That's the thing. Like an untidy desk, it doesn't really matter whether or not you're capable of being. I would tend to also, what's the point in cleaning up the playroom? But I understand that it's an important part of domestic synchronicity.
And it'd be very much related to the play area, by the way. It's not like, this is not like...
You're a slob elsewhere.
Exactly. Like, whether I have any great intention to leave, although the desk here is quite messy at the minute, but like,
all right.
And they're going to do that. What was that character when we were kids? Remember your man, the Tasmanian devil? They're going to be like that for 10, 15 minutes and the place is a shambles again. That's really all.
Yeah. Okay, here's an example. So last week, Sun was out, obviously last week. The lads have been watching a movie or playing their screens, whatever. Said, right, lads, you've had an hour of that. That's it. You go and find something to do. Head out to the garden. So they said, oh, we're going to bring all our Imaginext stuff out to the garden. So they brought all like five bases and two boxes of figures. And they set up this big battle in the back garden. Did that for a little while. Then they said, okay, we're bored. We're going out to the front garden to play some football. So all that stuff was still in the back garden, lying out there. Now, what do you do there, Adrian? You just shrug your shoulders and go...
Stuff that needs to be brought in? That's
yes, it is. Well,
if
yes.
it's stuff that's going to be affected by the weather, obviously, that's
very bad.
So then that has to come in, and I'd make them bring it in at some point today, not immediately, whatever.
Yeah. No, they've got to tidy that up. They've got to bring it in, but like that leads to war as well, and sometimes it's not worth it. So, yeah. Right. And the last one that you want to talk about, Adrian, was kids' dietary habits. Whenever you're away or you're on holidays or whatever,
you just go out the window now.
Yeah. Well, so in the lunchbox, there's fruit, and the fruit has to be eaten. But when you're at home at the weekends or for longer, you're not actually, you don't go through the process the night before preparing the fruit. And so the scurvy just arrives like that overnight.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking when I saw Adrian's text, I was thinking about what our summer holidays would be like. And we've started going down the all-inclusive route over the last year or two. We just find it far easier around mealtimes to keep everybody involved and concentrated on the family dynamic and the chats, and you're not waiting for waiters to take your order and come back with the starter and then come back with drinks and then come back with a main course, at which point your kids are going, we're so bored, can we have some screens? So and it just worked great that way. And actually, someone looking across at us might think we are a normal family that would have conversation while having family dinners, which isn't something that happens often enough at home, but on holidays we seem to have it sorted. But in terms of what they're actually eating, yes, obviously there's going to be more ice cream and there's going to be more chocolate. You're on your holidays, you're supposed to be enjoying yourself. But at the same time, if they get a couple of bananas into them and a bit of an apple and a little small amount of veg with one of their meals, I'm happy enough for pretty much everything else to kind of pass me by over the course of that 10 days or so.
Like ice cream and treats every day, like multiple times a day.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if the... Probably multiple times a day. Yeah, certainly. They'd certainly get to go up to the desserts table after their dinner and get some ice cream. And then it probably would happen at least once at another time during the day. Yes. But like, it was the same with us when we were kids, weren't we? You're on your holidays. Like, as always, they're not gorging themselves on sweets and chocolate and biscuits and crisps and ice cream. Like, after breakfast, when they're snacking in between meals, when they're lying by the pool, but at the same time, remember what's happening on holidays. Like our boys would be, I wouldn't even want to put a number on the amount of calories they're burning when they're on their holidays. I mean, they're swimming for 6 hours a day. And when they're not swimming for the 6 hours a day, they're on the Astro playing soccer for 4 hours a day. Like, if anything, they do need to carb load. Take another scoop of ice cream there, Buster. Otherwise, you're going to waste away.
What accent was that?
I don't know. Isn't there so mad? Like, oh, look at me, you're wasting away. I don't know, some fast food.
When we've gone all inclusive the last couple of times, definitely the first couple of days, I've been like, for God's sake,
yeah,
calm the hell down. And my wife would be going like, you just calm the hell down. Because there is enough things to row about on holidays anyways. Getting annoyed that they're having a second portion of ice cream when, as Dave says, like from morning till night, they are up and about doing stuff. It's not like they're sitting around on holidays generally just watching movies or playing playing with their Switch. So yeah, I think you're just bringing a whole other level of hassle to yourself.
Yeah, we would definitely try and do like the little boxes with cut up apples or some sort of fruit. Like we make some little accommodation for trying to get something. And then you basically let everything else slide. And I mean, even that's, you're just pushing boulder up the hill, whatever it is. Feels like it's making us feel better, but ultimately having very.
And so is everybody going all inclusive all the time now? That sounds like.
Our last two and the one upcoming this summer, yeah. We just found it as very good value because obviously this doesn't pertain to the kids, but alcohol is also included. And the ability for the kids to just feed themselves is incredible. So they're lying by the pool, Daddy, I'm hungry, right off you go. And he'll come back with a little plate of chips for himself and maybe a ham sandwich. You don't even have to get up. You don't have to put your hand in your pocket. You don't have to worry about where it's coming from. And then, as I said, the main part is we found very early, and I'd love to get our listeners' views on this, that whether anybody's had similar experiences, but our kids get bored quickly. And we found very early that they would tend to start asking for screens when you're out having dinner. And it's just, I've always felt it's not a good thing to be out in a restaurant and their kids have their phones and no one is talking. Obviously, it's terrible, but we found that if they were able to arrive into the restaurant and they'd go straight up and get their cereal in the morning and get their bananas and maybe get a chocolate pancake, and then we would we'd all just sit there and chat. And then, so we've, after about day one or day two, there was a rule brought in very quickly that nobody was allowed to look at a screen. And this involved me putting my phone in my back pocket as well and never taking it out until they had completed their main course at nighttime. No one saw a screen at the table until then. And it was amazing. They just accepted it. And we just talked about stuff. And the key to it was that you weren't sitting there waiting for the staff to take your orders and bring your food over to you. And that was the key. And that's the beauty of the all-inclusive. There's none of that. You go up, you get your food, you come back, you chat, you go back to the pool. And so that's why we would highly recommend it. Apart from there's the cost as well and the convenience of it. And if you're lying by the pool, you can just head up and get yourself a drink. Do you get the lads' drinks.
Order the same food every day? Is that like
If you're somewhere, the place that we had been, and I still see lots of people going there based on my recommendation. Like the food would change every night. Like there would be a, so by, if you were there 10 days, it'd probably come around again. But generally, the food would change every night. So not really. Now, there probably does come a sweet spot in terms of age of the kids, of that eventually they're sort of, can we not just go somewhere else? Can we? But I think the hassle of, what do they want to eat? Chips and chicken nuggets, or actually, I would say they had far more of a variety on that holiday than if we hadn't gone all inclusive, because they could pick bits and pieces up and have a small bit of it and try it. And if they didn't like it, just leave it. Whereas, so like they'd go up and they'd have some paella and we'd sort of force them to have some paella. Whereas if we were in a restaurant, there's no way you would order that, because you'd order pay your 12 quid and then they'd be like, no chance.
Yeah. They just want pizza and chips. You go up to the, you go up to the table where all, at the buffet where all the veg is, Jerry, and you're like, right, we'll just eat one piece of carrot and eat one half a green bean and eat one piece of parsnip or whatever it might be. You actually get some veg into them, where if we were out, there's absolutely zero chance. What are you going to ask the way the waiter for? Like, they just end up getting burgers and chips or pizza and chips or spag bowl or whatever it is. There's so much variety and you can get as big as or small a portion as you want. And Nathan says you can actually get a little bit more into them. And as I said, because they're just expending so much energy from dawn till dusk and running around even in the evening time till 10 or 11 at night, it's, you don't really, overall, when it comes to Adrian's question about, you know, constantly going up to the ice cream and that kind of thing, it doesn't happen constantly, but certainly multiple times a day, I don't have any issue with that.
All right, Nathan has to head off there, so unless anybody else has anything else they want to add, we might wrap this on.
No, all good.
All right, Dadcast is in partnership with Nivea Men. Want to feel great in your skin? Nivea Men has you covered, from sensitive, tailored skincare to cleansing and anti-age. Try Ireland's number one men's skincare brand. We will be back very soon. The weekly ones are a good idea if we could stick to it for a while, because we have a lot of holidays coming up. That's not a bad idea. Anyway, I see blank faces all around. Nathan, best of luck tonight. Big day for you.
What's happening tonight?
Big day. I've done this before, Gare, actually, you know.
Long time. Have you?
Yeah, about 10 years ago. Presenting The Last Word, a proper radio show.
Oh, wow.
I was very stoked 10 years ago.
What? They were. Yeah, right. They were very, very stuck.
Does Matt know?
By the time...
I don't think so.
By the time this podcast comes out, Nathan will have either crashed into the sun or flown. One or the other. There's no other outcomes available. Right. See you soon. Dadcast@offtheball.com. Take care.
Dadcast with Nivea Men. Try Ireland's number one skincare brand.